And joining me now to talk about how airlines and air travelers are trying to get out of this mess is George Hobica. He's founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Melissa.
Well, how does this work if you're one of those many, many, many thousands who've been stranded and you're trying to get on a flight? Who gets priority?
Well, definitely the people who aren't in their home country are going to get priority. So if you're a Frenchman in New York City, you're going to get priority. If you're an American in Paris, you're going to get priority. And then, of course, anyone who has a real hardship case, a funeral coming up or an illness, they will certainly get priority over anyone. The people also who are going to get some priority are the ones who are scheduled to leave, let's say, Thursday. Let's say everything goes back to normal and flights are suddenly on time, on schedule, and you're supposed to leave Thursday. Your flight wasn't rescheduled, wasn't canceled. You're going to probably go. It's the people who were canceled and now who still want to go who are probably at the bottom of the list.
What are you hearing from travelers about how long they're being told they're going to have to wait to get on a flight?
Well, in some cases, people are being told it might be a week or two. I mean, the airlines just don't have the capacity that they used to. They tried to raise fares by cutting capacity. British Airways, for example, has reduced 23% of their flights between the New York area and London this year compared to last. So they don't have the places to put people, and unfortunately, that means that people are going to have to wait.
Given the numbers of people affected, a week or two doesn't strike me as all that long, given how widespread this has been.
Well, you know, a lot of people are just not going to go. I mean, there are a lot of people who are inconvenienced by this, whose flights were canceled, but they are not going to try to reschedule. So it's really only the people, and there are tens of thousands of them, who are stranded in a foreign country that really need to be reaccommodated. And the airlines probably will try to get other planes or larger planes in position to ferry these people to where they're going.
Can't they add flights?
You know, they could add flights, but here's the thing. A lot of the planes are not in the right place to begin with, and that's really what they're concentrating on, getting them back to where they're supposed to be. There are planes in the Mojave Desert, and there are people that they could call up from furlough, but it's going to take them too long to actually get the planes that they've mothballed back into service.
You are obviously somebody who keeps a close watch on airfares, and given how much money the airlines have said they're losing during this period of travel paralysis, do you think we're going to be looking at airfares going up, say, over the summer and in the year to come?
It's really hard to say where airfares are going to go. If people say the heck with Europe this summer, then they're going to go down. If, however, people still want to go to Europe and airports are closed, the remaining airports are going to be very, very expensive. There's no question that fares are higher to Europe this summer than last summer. Not quite as high as in 2008, but they are definitely higher than last summer. We're seeing a real firming up of prices thanks to the capacity cuts that the airlines have achieved.
George Hobica, founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And now we need your help. We're on the lookout for air travelers who are stranded without a company credit card. So if you know people who are stuck because of that volcanic ash and are strapped for cash, or if you by chance are listening to NPR with a ragtag bunch of new friends, tell us all about it. Go to npr.org, scroll to the bottom of the page, click on Contact Us, and vent away. Please put stranded in the subject line.